passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. When faced with a new challenge or goal, there is often excitement and motivation driving you to the finish line. But once that motivation diminishes, roadblocks can appear on the path. So how can you get past them and back onto the road to success? Chris Johnston is author of Find Your Power, a toolkit to resilience and positive change.
Well, I think the first thing to do is just to return and revisit your motivation and ask yourself the question, how important is this to me? If it's not that important and other things are, then obviously you're going to get pulled in a different way. But if something is important, and the thing about importance is that you can feed it, you can allow it to grow stronger. And if you do just a kind of a reflection and you ask yourself a question, why is this important to me? What would happen if I didn't address this? And if you have more regret than relief on the idea of just ignoring it and forgetting it, then that's a signal that it's a powerful call to adventure that you need to follow. Once you've come to a clear decision, you say, this is something that I want to follow, then the next question is, well, how do I get there? And sometimes that isn't clear. And I love the phrase, what comes before how? That if you first really get clear what you want to do, what you want to address, what issue you want to tackle, then begins the journey of finding how to do that. And if it's not clear at the beginning, just see yourself in a story where you're at chapter one. And if people just gave up because they couldn't see a way, there would be no sense of adventure. There would be no story. The story would be a boring one. But if you think, okay, this is just the beginning of the story, the beginning of the adventure, the next stage is to train myself, is to look at how I can strengthen my ability to tackle this challenge. And think of that phrase, I can't, we can. What can really make a difference is not going solo, is looking for allies, looking for people to collaborate with. And I love the idea that each of us is like a magnificent piece of a jigsaw, you know, that we are looking for a place. What's the right place for ourselves? And often it's with other people. If we can form part of a larger shape, part of a larger group, part of a larger network, that's where we find our power.
Are there particular techniques you think that work really well for that point when you know this is important, but you just can't see how to get over this wall?
I use the phrase the stage of disbelief. And the stage of disbelief is just thinking of yourself like in a comic strip or something. You know, there's a long sequence of frames and you're just in that part of the story where it seems impossible. And if you see that it's got at least a possibility that this is a temporary condition, then the next stage is to say, well, what will help me through this? And I find a really good question is, are there any exceptions to the sense of impossibility? So if we kind of think, for example, Britain, we're going to be facing an energy famine in the decades to come. The world's oil supplies are getting more and more depleted. And it's impossible that we're going to be able to survive with adapting to a sudden reduction or even a slow reduction in the amount of oil available. If you kind of say, well, what are the exceptions to that? Have any societies that we know of adapted to an energy famine? And for example, looking at what happened in Cuba, there was a time called the special period in Cuba where they, in a very short time, had a dramatic reduction in their oil imports from the Soviet Union. And they adapted to that. They adapted their whole system of agriculture, their whole system of transport, the whole system of the way that they worked. And that's a really inspiring example. So if you come to the situation where you think it's really impossible, I don't know where to go, I'd say look for inspiring examples. Look for people to share the journey with, to share the search with, and also get interested in the psychology of breakthroughs, because we know that breakthroughs happen. It's just part of reality. There's lots of things that people will, may even have had the experience yourself of having done something that previously you thought was impossible. And if you look at how breakthroughs happen, in the time before they happened, they nearly always seemed impossible. That's a stage of disbelief. But then if you look at, I love this phrase, the turnaround sequence. What's the turnaround sequence where something can start seeming impossible but then lead to a breakthrough? And I'm very influenced by working for many years as an addiction specialist, where it was quite common for the clients coming to me to have reached that stage of disbelief. I remember one client saying, I've given up giving up, you know, trying to give up drinking alcohol so many times before, but had kept relapsing and just thought, I'm one of those people who's never going to make it. And if you have that story, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So part of our work was just saying, well, what if, you know, what if you are now reaching a stage where you've got all of that experience that you can now put into finding the right way forward? And what we're doing here is taking a different view of failure. You know, one view of failure, if you've tried something and you failed three times, you'd say, that's proof that I can't do it. It's proof that it's impossible for me. Another way of looking at that same sequence of having failed three times is that that's part of my training for a breakthrough. Each time I try something, I get to understand it a bit better. And by understanding it a bit better, I get closer to the point where I can find a breakthrough. And there's loads of examples of that. Edison inventing the electric light bulb is a commonly quoted one. He tried thousands of times of different ways to make the light bulb work. And somebody said to him, aren't you wasting your time? And he said that each failed attempt is another step forward towards finding the right way.
That's Chris Johnston, author of Find Your Power, a toolkit to resilience and positive change.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.